following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show live. I'm here with St. Peter. St. Peter's chilling in his little glass enclosure. Give me a weird look. Still feeling the effects of those painkillers, I assume, eh, Peter? Peter?
What? Well, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm feeling
good. Feeling the painkillers from the mishap the other night with a cherry bomb. In the butt.
Oh, fucking cherry bomb.
Went horribly wrong with St. Peter, for those of you who didn't listen. I didn't hear it the other night. It was quite catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
St. Peter still hopped up on a lot of painkillers.
Pills.
But I do have an obligation, because we do not pay St. Peter to be on this show.
Money.
To promote his products.
Yeah.
And see if he can make some money that way.
Money.
Tonight's product
money.
Is... See what this says.
Money.
St. Peter's tanning lotion.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem very... I expect a better title than just St. Peter's tanning lotion.
SPTO.
You know.
SPTO.
Like St. Peter's Ultra Sunblocker 275. I don't know.
Huh.
So anyway, I guess that's it. It says.
Yeah.
This is always. I don't know about you. I don't know about you writing comedy bits, Peter. When you're very very high on pills.
What?
There's not very much here.
I'm fine, dude.
We got.
Hey.
You make it yourself.
Right.
Make tanning lotion yourself.
Yeah.
What's the process that goes into that?
I get like stuff and like put it in a bucket and like swish it around.
Ah, okay.
Swish it around.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Coconut oil.
Yeah.
Use coconut oil, and use Pam, like the cooking spray stuff you put on like the non-stick stuff.
Yeah.
Ah.
Little Pam on there.
And then the third ingredient, it says here is a secret ingredient.
Yeah.
Well, what exactly does that mean?
It means it's a secret, Jesus. It's a secret ingredient. If I tell you, it's not a secret anymore.
The thing of it is, Peter. The thing of it is.
The thing of it.
People who know you, longtime listeners of the show, anybody that even consider buying St. Peter's tanning lotion, they know what that secret ingredient probably is.
No, they don't. They don't know. It's a secret, Jesus.
Peter, everybody's going to assume. Everybody's going to assume that the secret ingredient is your mangoo.
What?
Your jizz.
What?
If you will. Is the secret ingredient your jizz?
Well, it's not my jizz. What? It's not my jizz, Jesus. It's not my... That's funny, though. That's funny you would say that, because it's not...
See, for some reason...
It's not.
For some reason, I don't believe that.
Why not, Jesus?
I'm even more convinced now that it is your jizz.
It's not my... It's... My jizz.
Why are you laughing?
It's not my jizz. It's funny.
What's so funny? If it's not your jizz, why is it funny? The only thing that would make it funny is if it was your jizz.
No, it's funny because it's not my jizz.
Man.
Jesus, it's not my jizz. It's not my jizz at all. It's crazy. Who would do that?
That's
crazy, Jesus.
Let's get right to it.
You're crazy.
What is your jizz, Peter? What is your jizz?
It's not my jizz.
Going to do to protect people from the sun? Let's get right down to brass tacks here, bitch.
Don't call me bitch.
How is St. Peter's jizz going to protect them from the sun and skin cancer?
It's not, man. It's not. My jizz is great, but it's not in the lotion, dude.
Mm-hmm.
There's no jizz. It's jizz free.
All right.
It's jizz free lotion.
Right. So if it's not jizz, then what is it?
It's a fucking secret, Jesus. It's a goddamn secret. I can't give up on my secrets.
Secret, right. Right, right.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Jizz.
It's not fucking jizz, asshole. You're a fucking jizz.
Sorry, Peter, I was just coughing.
You're a jizz.
Okay, so St. Peter's tanning lotion.
Jizz.
So I guess you'll think of a better name later. You're not so fucked up.
Yeah, I guess.
St. Peter's Ultra Sunblocker.
Ultra.
Now, with 30% more jizz.
God damn it, Jesus, it's not fucking jizz. You son of a bitch.
Nobody's going to buy tanning lotion from you, Peter.
Quit telling people it's jizz.
Nobody is going to want to buy.
Of course they're going to buy. You keep saying it's jizz.
Tanning lotion.
It's not jizz.
From you. What? Forget the jizz for a minute. What the fuck's coconut oil on Pam going to do?
It's not jizz.
Isn't that just going to cook you like a fucking bird? Like a fucking Thanksgiving turkey?
No,
aren't
man.
Aren't you just going to bake in the fucking sun?
No, man. I mean, it's good.
You're gonna roast?
Yeah, you'd be fine. It's good shit. St. Pierre's tan lotion.
And then
SPTO.
I guess the jizz is supposed to counteract all of that.
There's not any jizz, Jesus. God damn
it. Right.
You're fucking obsessed with jizz.
Still looking for suntan lotion.
Jizz liver.
I was just anything.
You love jizz.
Before St. Peter's.
You love jizz so much, why don't you marry it?
Jizz.
Jizz liver.
Don't get the jizz tan lotion. Don't get it.
Love the jizz.
No. Avoid the jizz tan lotion.
Don't avoid
it.
Go buy it, God damn
anything.
It.
Buy anything else.
Buy my jizz.
Buy a stick of butter.
I mean buy
my
tan
lotion.
Your
body before St. Peter's
lotion.
Jizz lotion.
It's not jizz,
awful.
Jesus, but fuck you.
Incredibly bad.
Fuck
shut
you.
Peter.
Fuck
shut
you.
Up. Go back
you
to
shut
sleep.
Up, motherfucker.
Go back to sleep.
You fucking asshole.
I'm Stern G's Show Live.
I'm sleepy.
More on music and shenanigans.
It's not jizz.
And whatevs.
It's not fucking jizz.
Coming up.
Your mother's jizz.
Oh. This is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh. Check this out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, yeah. Welcome, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live every Friday on CannabisRadio.com, as we are right now. Big show, a lot of shit going on. 2 hours we'll be with you. I'm, of course, your host, Stoner Jesus. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Tweet me a link to the show whenever, however, wherever you're listening. You will get a retweet. Eventually, whenever I see that shits. You want to email the show, StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. If you're on the Facebook, we have a Facebook page. Search Stoner Jesus or go to Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Also, you can search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. See our group for the hardcore fans of the show. Come chill with us in that capacity, if you will. This is officially Mother's Day special, your mom day. We are fond here at the Stoner Jesus Show of your mom jokes. It's a staple, if you will. Tradition, whatever. So today's a celebration of your mom. I love your mom. Also, make sure you go check out our new website, StillStonerJesus.net. Just looks different. Not as many episodes on there as there were before. Building a large archive. I don't want to brag. It's going to be really big. A really big archive. Yeah. Yeah, you like that, don't you? You like your archives big. And why wouldn't you? Seriously, though, I'm thinking about all the things I can post and just going through the show after show after show, and then all the clips I cut out of the shows and like different like podcasts we did, like special podcasts, and God, I don't know, 1,000 shows maybe? It could be. We'll talk about that in a moment, though. Go check out the new website, StonerJesus.net, the latest episodes and fucking information on the show. All that shit. Go check it out. We also are doing the video shows. We haven't done the actual video show, like the full form video show, in a little while. Working through the technical issues, we've been doing mini shows. We've been doing weed news so far, but I have plans to make it many different shows on Facebook, on Facebook Live. So make sure you go check us out, Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. In the chat area on Spreaker. So far we have Lionheart and we have Lady Bella Kush. We'll be talking to Lady Bella Kush at the beginning of hour two. She's giving away something awesome from a little project that she just wrapped up, and I guess is in the process of editing content and getting it out to the public and all that stuff. Well, I'll let her explain all that. The beginning of next hour, Lady Bella Kush, legendary guest of the Stoner Jesus Show. See her episodes also. That'll be in the archive. It's all in the archive. Just trust me. It's important. It's all important stuff that I have going on. I'm very important. I'm doing very important things. God damn it. This hour we have Antichrist Update. We also have Weed News as well. The video shows to wrap that up. We're working into it. We're working into the technical issues. We're working through the technical issues. Building back up the momentum to get back into the full Monty? I don't know. The fullness of the show. But we'll get back to it. We're building up to it. It's a process. The audio is pretty easy. What I'm doing right now, it's very easy. The video is a different story. Man. Bitch. Such a bitch. In any case. What the fuck we got going on? Yeah, Patreon. Now, you may notice if you checked out Twitter or Facebook or, well, I guess just those two things. I think I put it on Tumblr. I don't know. Is anybody on Tumblr anymore? Is it still a thing? I'm on there. I post shit on there. I have like 1,100 followers on Tumblr. What the fuck am I going to do? Ignore them? Anyway, the Patreon thing. You may have noticed I've tweaked the Patreon and kind of relaunched it after the dismal results last year. And look, it is what it is. But I've come to realize a couple things. First of all, the show needs another revenue stream. This is all there is to it. And whatever I have to do to create that stream is that's what I'll do. That's part of the reason of the video and getting into the video realm. Relying on direct sponsorship, it's great. There's never been a time in the last 6 years we didn't have a direct sponsor. Most of that time, at least a couple of them. Sometimes there was points of this show we had like 8 direct sponsors. But see, that fluctuates. And that fluctuation causes changes in the rhythm of the show and the frequency of the show and the schedule and things of that nature. And that's something I'm trying to avoid. So what we're trying to do is create a revenue stream for the show that's independent of, and this is something I've never been able to do, create a revenue stream that's independent of the direct sponsorships that have sustained the show these 6+ years. You know, it's been, like I said, it's been up and down, but that's the nature of what we got going on here. I'm picking careers. I didn't foresee this. Hell, for 10 years ago, the technology for this didn't even exist. Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm killing this shit. But anyway, on the Patreon page, I redid the fucking rewards and shit like that. I'm still going to do like a big Patreon-a-thon on Facebook or whatever the hell I'm going to do. Here's the thing. I cut out one of the reward levels and I added more shit. You can go see the Patreon page. It's going to be linked on StonerJesus.net and all that shit. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. I might as well just fucking, I should go look it up because I'm going to fucking forget what I said. God damn it. See, this would be, where an intern would be helpful. I see none. None are here to help me. So fuck all you bastards. It's on Patreon. And like, the main reason I did this, not only because of the new revenue stream, but I also, when we get back to the archive, the very, very big, huge, very, very thick archive of the show, which is probably at least 1,000 episodes. Because what happened is we started doing them in February 2011, we numbered them. I numbered the first 500. And that brings us to about 2014. And then we started doing shows by date. I was doing them sometimes 5 days a week, sometimes 4. You know, it was a lot. We did a lot of fucking shows that way. And we're still doing shows, so even though I lost count because I stopped counting them by number and started labeling by date, it's at least 800, 900, probably more of shows. I'm thinking to myself, where am I going to do all that shit? It's not stonerjesus.net anymore because we had to switch that over. So where am I going to put all of those shows? So basically, I had to build an archive. Now, I could go to a different website and do all that shit, but I'm not going to do that. My new site is on Podbean, and they have a way to do that, to put things on there and put it behind a paywall and all that stuff. And that's cool. But the problem is, and even though Patreon charges a little bit more, or Podbean charges a little bit more than Patreon does, I was going to go with Patreon anyway, or Podbean anyway, because it would, like, you know, be cohesive and you know, there'd be synergy, what the fuck ever. All the stuff would be on stonerjesus.net, either like the free stuff or the pay stuff. But the problem is, and the reason I went back to Patreon, is that Patreon uses PayPal and Podbean uses Stripe. I don't know what the fuck Stripe is. I don't have Stripe. I'm sure I could get it. I'm sure it wouldn't be too much of a fucking headache. Well, I'm sure it'd be kind of a headache. But for fuck, I have PayPal. I have that fucking done. That's established. So is the Patreon page. Just go switch some shit up and see if it works. If it doesn't, you can do it on Podbean later or what the fuck ever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People have a place where they can find old shows. So here are the rewards for Patreon. We'll get to the archive in a moment. For $3 a month, you get your website, Twitter, or Facebook linked on stonerjesus.net. Maybe for some reason you want that. Maybe for just social media purposes or social search engine optimization, whatever. Hit that shit up. $5 a month, you get that. Plus, you get insider access to the show. I'll be making a post, any news on the show, anything that goes on with the show. I'll post for our $5 people on Patreon first, even before I post it on the Disciples of Stoner Jesus group in Facebook. Also news about coming giveaways, all that shit. Plus, you'll get a shout-out at the beginning of every Stoner Jesus Show podcast. So far, we have Joe Destruction, I believe is at that level. I have to go check, but I'll shout him out anyway. Joe Destruction. Chilling. Long-time listener of the show. Not in the chat area today. He usually is. Lady Bella Cush says, PayPal is the devil. They hate sex workers and block out accounts, hold our money hostage for months. A lot of that happens in the cannabis industry as well. You've got to be really careful. When you send an invoice or something on PayPal or receive something, don't have the word stoner or cannabis or nothing related to that, or they will red flag your ass. Fucking, which is weird because like their owner was like for legalization, I guess, or like the guy who founded it was for legalization, and now they're being dicks about it, and I don't know. It's really fucking weird. And maybe one day when the shit hits the fan, I have to go to Stripe, and I'll just put everything on stonerjesus.net. I'll just re-upload everything. What, I ain't even nothing better to do. Shit. Anyway, continuing with the rewards. For $10 a month, you get all that. Plus, you get to be access, or get access to be part of our monthly Skype smoke sessions broadcast on Facebook Live. And I don't know how well that's going to work. We'll see. We'll see. First of all, anybody gets that level, then I have to really, you know, get down to the particulars. But my idea is, for one of the many shows on Facebook, is to have people on Skype. You know, we have like, you know, the split screen or whatever, and have, you know, the people and myself. And we're, you know, smoking out or whatever on Skype, on Facebook Live, and, you know, just fucking shooting the shit and seeing what's going on in their lives and what they're up to. And you know, in my head, I envision it as something that would be pulled off with minimal technical difficulties. But that, of course, is not always the case. Sometimes it turns out much different from that. But anyway. The point is this. That's the $10 level. If it works, it does. If not, I'll figure something out. The archived episodes level. For $20 a month, you get everything I've already mentioned. Plus, you get access to the archived episodes. Now, obviously, I'm not going to upload. I mean, I would if I could. 800 or 900 episodes at the same at one time. It's not going to work. So, for the best way to do it is to post one a day, which I've been doing. So far, I got 4 shows up there. The very first 4 shows from February and March of 2011 on stonerjesus.net. We did other stuff before that, Blog Talk Radio and various other podcasting host platforms like Podomatic. But the real, for me in my head at least, the real serious, for lack of a better word, hardcore Stoner Jesus show started in February 2011. We started stonerjesus.net. Excuse me. So the first 4 episodes are up on Patreon. The very first 4 episodes of the Stoner Jesus Show ever for stonerjesus.net, that is, are up on Patreon for $20 a month. You get access to that. When I post a new one each day, you get access to that. Whenever you sign up for that level, you get access to everything that's come before. So on and so forth. Patreon's very, it's very easy to make a post and put a level on it. And those who are at that level can see it. Those who are not at that level can't see it. So on and so forth. Last reward, because this is going really fucking long. $50 a month. You get everything I've already mentioned. Plus, you get a live read commercial on every single podcast. And a video show as well, when we start doing those again. $50 a month, live read commercial, plus everything I've already mentioned. So if you're a business, you get the $50 level, you can get a link on the website, you can get a shout out at the beginning of every show, and you can get a live read commercial every show as well. Go check us out on Patreon and support the show. If you can't support monetarily, of course, share with your social media, tell a friend, whatever. Maybe they want archived episodes. Maybe they think this is funny. They think what I'm doing is funny. I don't know. Maybe they don't. Maybe they think it sucks. And therefore, they will not pay. But most of the stuff, obviously, the Stern Jesus Show, the shows, the video shows, all that shit, all that's free. And even shows going back to December of last year are free up on sternjesus.net. Lay Bella Cush says she had over 300 in an account for stripper poles from fans. For a stripper pole from fans, they held it for months. Yeah, they're dickish. I'm very careful when I do an invoice or something. It's very vague. It's very vague. You have no idea what's going on. they have little flags going through there looking for shit. There's nothing to see here. Nothing going on. And I'm about as far removed from the actual cannabis industry as you can be and still kind of be considered attached to it. Just as an advertising vehicle for people who are actually in companies who are actually in the industry, like, of course, Temptations and Kind Soil, a great sponsor. Check out their banners on sternjesus.net. Before we go to break and get to the Antichrist update and then weed news, we'll save Lady Bella Kush at the start of hour two, talking about the Northeast Slumber Party. Before we go to break, I want to mention a longtime contributor to the show, longtime listener of the show, VDJ Sexy Hippie. She has a page for her segment up on sternjesus.net. Today, for the last couple of weeks, she's been dealing with the impending death of one of her cats, a cat she's had for a very long time. A cat, obviously, a pet she's very attached to, a cat named Mocha. And today they're putting Mocha to sleep, is what I gather. Of course, all positive thoughts to VDJ, Sexy Hippie, on this day, because it's rough shit. You know, I mean, you've been around a pet that long and you've, you know, shared your life with a pet for, you know, however long it's been. Cats live, you know, quite a bit of time. I'm not exactly sure how old VDJ Sexy Hippie's cat is, but if I remember correctly, it's quite old in terms of cat years or whatever. So we're all thinking about you, VDJ, and on this, your a rough day. Hang in there. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com every Friday, noon Eastern Time. Go check out StonerJesus.net and CannabisRadio.com and iHeart and all those other places for the show. By the way, iHeartRadio, we're doing great on iHeartRadio. Most people who listen, or more than half the people who listen to us through a platform from Cannabis Radio, listen on iHeart. iTunes, I don't know, they hate us. People don't want to listen on iTunes for whatever reason. But iHeartRadio, and especially the iHeartRadio app, a lot of people listening. You all are awesome. You're probably listening to this, you know, 6 weeks from now, but whatever. Doesn't matter. There's no time limit. You can be listening to this 2 years from now. I don't think I mentioned the date. Did I mention the date? It's May 12th, 2017. It's your mom special. It's a special about your mom. So we got all coming up. Also in the second hour, Stoner Jesus pickup lines. MILF edition. If you're looking to pick up a MILF, for Mother's Day, we got some pickup lines. You ain't got no game. You ain't got no game to spit. You sound like a fucking idiot. You get the pickup lines from Stoner Jesus. Then, you know, you got a better chance, I guess. Probably not. I'm not going to claim that. You probably have the same chance you did before. Maybe a little slightly better. I'll grant you that. Armed with these pickup lines. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. May 12th, 2017. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back to everyone listening live and on podcast. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, May 12th, 2017. It's time now for an Antichrist update, as foretold in the scriptures long ago. An Antichrist would rise, an Antichrist with which I would have to do battle for the kingdom of heaven. Of course, we have long ago identified that Antichrist in utero. Check it out.
The same time she fell in love with him.
She knew I was eventually gonna ask her to marry me. I just had to get that ring right.
When I came back from the hospital, the first thing I did was go look at my vag in the mirror.
Yes, of course. I've been following the show for the last couple years. We did identify the Antichrist in utero is, of course, none other than Little Northwest, a.k.a. Kim Ye Jr., a.k.a. the demon spawn of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, now with her little brother Saint, a.k.a. Fredo. The battle is coming. It's very, very intricate plotting, planning, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff. Of course, in the Antichrist update, we keep track of the intelligence and information about Northwest and those who hover around her. A lot of stuff going on this week. One, of course, I posted on our Facebook group. So Kim Kardashian tweeted out Northwest lounging in the bathroom, chilling in her very own quote-unquote spa. No doubt resting for the coming battle. The Northwest, she has the money and the prestige that we do not have. We, of course, we have some tools at our disposal. We have the stone squirrels from Canada. We have the stone bunnies from the United States who are they're a problem for humans. They're dangerous to humans because they have lost their fear of humans because they are stoned. We need more. For a little while, I was hoping Taylor Swift would be an ally in the battle. That did not come to pass. So we had to move on. Move on something. I don't want to give away too much. This is a public broadcast. I don't want to give away too much. I think if I talk low, get closer to the microphone, it might be better. We have a secret weapon. Secret weapon. You may have noticed that Kanye West's Twitter went offline this week. Last week, whenever it was. That was just a test to make sure it would work. Our ultimate weapon to strike at the heart of the Kardashian West empire, the very heart of the army of the Antichrist. It's dramatic, right? Fucking A, right it is. It's very dramatic. What was the biggest advantage for all of them? Is their fame. And what is the biggest representation of their fame? It is their social media following, the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter, tens of millions of people. If we take that from them, then we have leveled the playing field. Indeed. It's very secret. It's a very secret project done by very secret people. In fact, I shouldn't be talking about it. Stop asking me questions. Don't you worry about it. Just know that things are in the works. that's like an evil laugh. I'm the good guy in this. I need a good guy laugh. But I don't know. I work on the good guy laugh. I'm the good guy. She's the Antichrist. I'm Jesus. I'm the protagonist of this story. I don't know. Like I said, I work on the laugh. The laugh's going to be a very important part of this whole thing. In other news, Antichrist news. This is from Radar Online. It's keeping up with the Kardashians preview.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
Just getting online, because Kylie has a launch in a couple minutes.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So I just finished.
Wow, is this what this show is? I'm talking on the phone about mundane shit? I haven't really seen this show in a very long time, but that seems unnecessary. What? I paused it and it went away. What's up with that? Oh, there we go. It's back.
With my court date.
What happened?
I was there until, like, literally from...
I was, like, in court, and I was like, oh, I'm in court, and I was, like, in a courtroom, and there was, like, a judge,
Like, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
I was, like, all day, and I missed my job that I go to every day.
Jeez, honey, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
It was just a really long thing because, like, you have to explain it to a translator. Then the translator has to explain it to the judge. Then she writes it with the clerk. Then they have to read what you wrote. You have to do it sentence by sentence.
What? That does sound like a bitch, actually.
Going in there, I was so worked up wanting to, like, explain it so quickly. And
I was like, I was robbed. And they, like, they came in and said, like, give us your shit, bitch. And I was like, whatever. You know who I am. And they're like, shut the fuck up. And they're like, wee, give us your shit.
You just can't do that. You just have to, like, be really slow and walk through the entire night, like, second by second. And that was just really hard.
So they showed me pictures of...
I bet it was.
All of them.
Oh, wow.
But, like, one guy admitted to driving them, and then...
I hate that fucking, the jerky, like, shit in the audio. It's like that old fucking Max Headroom video.
One inside admitted it.
I think it was really interesting to see the faces of everyone just by their height and weight. I could tell who from this lineup was in the room with me. I was able to see who confessed. One of them was the guy that was in the room with me, and it was very interesting to hear his story, and it was pretty similar to my story. Of course, there was like a few things that they're not saying to get lesser charges, but they were pretty honest and did tell most of the story exactly like how it happened. So, you know, it's just, it's really interesting to see.
Is it?
What their side of the
story is. It interesting?
Story is, and to hear the background information about how they had been following me and how they attempted to rob me the last time I was in Paris, but my husband was with me.
Kanye scared him off. Kanye's scary. Hits you with his new boot that he designed. Hit you with a boot. Don't rob my wife. I know, I shouldn't make fun of her being fucking robbed, but come on. She's fine. It's like robbed. They came in, they robbed me, and they were like in the room. You want to check out the New York Daily News. Kim Kardashian's tweet about Northwest being punished and making her own spa made it to the New York Daily News. I said, she's resting up. She's resting up for the coming battle. She's flaunting it. My face. But I have the secret weapon. Like social media and junk. Like do stuff. It's very sacred. It's very sacred. No expense has been spared. The making of our secret weapon. Things are looking up. That was the Antichrist update. I hope you enjoyed. We got weed news coming up. And I'll wrap up the first hour. Then we have Lady Bella Kush on the second hour. She'll tell us about the Northeast Slumber Party. All the shenanigans and the tomfoolery that ensued. And, of course, you know, it was 2017, so everything was documented. And it'll be available to you. You'll be able to go get it. Where? We'll tell you where. God damn it. Coming up. But go follow Lady Bella Kush and any slumber party on Twitter. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com, May 12, 2017. It's your mom's special. Don't forget, second hour, after we talk to Lady Bella Kush, we have the porn report later in the hour. Also, we have Stoner Jesus pickup lines, MILF edition. You want to pick up a MILF for Mother's Day? Time is running out. You need these lines. Without them, what are you going to do? Lady Bella Kush says, New England Slumber Party in the chat room. You know what? I've been calling it Northeast Slumber Party for a fucking week or more. That's like, part of me kind of, I think, maybe knew that. That's why like 80% of the time I've said any Slumber Party. Any Slumber Party on Twitter. That's New England. It's not Northeast. So those of you looking for Northeast Summer Party, you probably found something else. I should probably look that up and see what that is. I'm sure something. I'm sure something's going on. New England Slumber Party. AnySlumberParty.ManyVids.com. Northeast is a porn company. See, it's porn related. All the good names have been taken by the porn industry. They have a monopoly. So go check that out. Any Slumber Party on Twitter and Lady Bella Kush on Twitter as well. Follow at will. May 12, 2017, as I said. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com. Weed news be coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Growing green to generate more green.
Talking with multi-cup award winner Maya Elizabeth.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman.
I've always followed Whoopi, and I think she's fantastic. I've followed her advocacy over the years. Tell me a little bit how you think partnering with a mainstream high-profile figure actually benefits the cannabis community as a whole.
I have infinite respect for Whoopi Goldberg. I wouldn't just partner with any into that kind of thing. I'm into cannabis medicine, and I'm into making quality products that people can find relief from. So to hear that her vision was actually the same, it's been beyond a dream to manifest.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com. It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana!
Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Obama, for instance, no matter what he said, there's a whole bunch of people that are going to be against him for saying whatever it is. Santa Claus is a nice guy. Someone says, Santa Claus must be a thief if Obama likes him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a racist attitude.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Yeah, it is time for Weed News. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We're live, May 12, 2017. A lot of stuff going on. Next hour, we'll talk with Lady Bella Kush, Stoner Jesus Pickup Lines, the Porn Report, and more. Right now it is time for Weed News. Get our Weed News from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. It's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. I also write about some weed issues on MarijuanaTimes.org. You can check me out there. Check me out, son. Right now, a few stories. This is from NOLA.com. Louisiana Chief Justice blasts ridiculous 18-year sentence for marijuana. In a withering dissent Wednesday, Chief Justice Burnett Johnson called it outrageous and ridiculous that the state's highest court affirmed the lengthy prison sentence for such a small amount of marijuana, in this case 18 grams of marijuana. The jury convicted Gary D. Howard of marijuana possession with intent to distribute, and he was sentenced as a habitual offender in 2014. His previous convictions included possession of a firearm by a convicted felon in 2008. So apparently the combination of habitual offender and intent to distribute triggered this judge, this parish judge, thought was, you know, a good sentence, what the Supreme Court apparently in the state agreed to, 18 years, because the weed was in five baggies, apparently. But as they point out in the story, and as his lawyer pointed out, it could be, he could have bought it in five baggies. Didn't mean he was going to sell it. 18 grams is perfectly reasonable to say 18 grams is personal use. I mean, holy shit. It's a little over a half an ounce. But this shit's still going on. There's still people being sentenced to fucking 18 years for 18 grams of weed. 18 motherfucking grams of weed. And to be clear, it doesn't matter if it's 1,800 grams of weed. They shouldn't be going to fucking prison for 18 years. They shouldn't be going to prison at all. But like I said, it's still going on. It's still going on. Things have gotten a lot better, of course. A lot of states have more relaxed laws. A lot less people are getting arrested. They're serving lesser sentences. You know, so on and so forth. But we can't lose sight of the fact that they shouldn't have been serving sentences at all. In no way, shape, or form should a guy having 18 grams of plant matter on him be considered a crime. Whose rights were infringed? Who had their rights infringed by him having 18 grams of weed? Whether it was in five baggies or 40 baggies. Maybe he's got OCD. He has to have 0.7 grams in each bag. So he's put in 40 fucking baggies. I don't know the math on that's probably not right, but you get my point. So what? Who cares? He didn't take the baggies out and throw them at people on the street and smack them in the face with them. He didn't put it all in one baggie and roll it up and run down the street hitting people. Then you could arrest him. You can't hit people with baggies of weed or anything else. 18 grams of weed. Stupid shit. This next one's from APnews.com. Associated Press. Marijuana legalization ballot drive has launched in Michigan last week. It was a week ago, actually. Marijuana proponents launched a 2018 ballot drive to make Michigan the ninth state to legalize recreational use of the drug and the first in the Midwest to do so. The initiative has the backing of state-based marijuana advocacy groups and a key national lobbying organization, which is the Marijuana Policy Project, hoping that will give them the financial backing and coordination to gather roughly 252,000 valid voter signatures to qualify for the statewide vote. The measure itself, adults 21 and over could legally possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana and grow up to 12 plants in their residence. In comparison to like other legalization measures that have been passed around the country, that's pretty good. 2.5 ounces and 12 plants. Of course, there'll be taxes. 10% tax on the marijuana will be assessed, along with a 6% sales tax. So we'll see how that goes. Marijuana Policy Project's been pretty successful. They were successful in Colorado, Alaska. They helped a lot in Nevada and Maine and Massachusetts and California. The one in Arizona went down to defeat. I think they were behind that as well. But for the most part, they have a pretty good track record as far as knowing what to do. And like I said, compared to other states, 2.5 ounces and 12 plants is pretty fucking good. In Vermont, The legislature passed a marijuana legalization bill and sent it to the governor, the first state to do that, a recreational marijuana bill. Now, there's no sales. They're going to have a study or some bullshit to see if sales would work, as if we don't see that they do in Colorado and Washington and Oregon and Alaska, and soon to be in a couple months in Nevada. They're starting July 1st in Nevada, medical marijuana dispensaries will be able to sell recreational marijuana. They're going to head start on that before the recreational industry actually gets up and running. Anyway, in all these other states, you know, you can see it happening, but they're going to study it, whatever. So basically their bill is, it legalizes an ounce, and they have nowhere to buy it, but if you do buy it from a drug dealer, well, then it's, which is illegal, then you can have it, and if you possess it after you bought it, that's not illegal, but you buying it was illegal. You get my point. So an ounce plus two mature plants at home, which is better than it is now, but it's still, it's half-assed. It's just a half-assed way of going about it. Jason, the legendary quilt maker, telling us on Facebook that he's tuned in. I see a lot of people. There's a little number at the top of the counter on Spreaker, and a ton of people, probably more than 1,000 people, have come through here since the beginning of the show. Click, if you're listening right now, click on the little thing. There's a chat area. Come check us out in the chat. I know you don't want to sign up, but it's free. You can fucking log in with your Facebook. It's not that difficult. Or your Twitter or whatever. It's not that hard to do. Come fucking chat. Miss you bitches. Used to be a lot of people. This shit used to be different. Used to be a lot of people listening live in the chat room. Now it's like 98% of people listen on podcast, you know, down the line. This is the way TV is now too. Nobody's fucking watching live anymore. I don't know. People are just, you know, they're in their cars. They're doing shit. There's a lot of stuff going on. Maybe they're watching kitty videos too on YouTube. Maybe they're playing a game on Facebook while listening to this, and it's just, there's a ton of shit going on. Used to be, people would come in, they would chat, we'd all chill, do a show. A lot of people listen live, all that stuff. And a lot of people still listen live. They don't interact a whole lot. I see them, you know, they tweet and they'll Facebook and stuff like that. And some people get in the chat room sometimes. But it's like, it's all changed. It's all changed. It's switched from a lot of live listeners to mostly podcast listeners. And numbers themselves, like I said, they're great. We're doing great on iHeartRadio and all that, and that's great. And I love the people who listen, you know, 3 weeks from now. You all are the shit. And as Lady Bella Kush says, she's trying to give away some porn. Get in the chat area. Get some porn. You don't want porn? The fuck's wrong with you? If you don't want porn, I don't want you in my chat room. Not worthy. You're not worthy of being in there, goddammit. Anyway, the fuck was I talking about? Weed news. Anyway, no, there's a fucking few hundred people listening right now, wherever you're listening. If you can get in the chat room, you want to win some porn, go ahead. And I don't know. I mean, I know I've heard from people that like, try to get an account that it's rough because, you know, they don't email you back or what the fuck ever. There's nothing I can do about that. I will be the first to agree that the way Spreaker does their chat is fucking retarded. It's just so, it's dumb, it's inefficient. There's no word that says like chat on the little, if you're listening on the player on cannabisradio.com, it's like a little thought bubble you have to click. I don't know. It's Star Wars porn Lady Bella Kush is giving away. Star Wars porn. Star Wars the new hoe. Yes. You don't want that? God damn it. I'll tweet that out as well. We go to break before we get Lady Bella Kush on. Star Wars porn. Come on. The fuck's wrong with you? Anyway, Vermont, half-assed legalization, but it, you know, it is what it is. Last but not least, I want to talk about this story of James Slattic. I wrote about it and then wrote a follow-up piece recently on MarijuanaTimes.org because there was good news in the case. Basically, he owned Midwest Distributors in San Diego. They made cannabis extracts, state legal, regulated, paid his taxes, respected guy in the business community, the whole nine yards. Everybody knew he's making cannabis extracts for medical marijuana dispensaries. It's perfectly legal in California. All the I's were dotted. All the T's were crossed. All the regulations were followed. So on and so forth. Despite that, January of 2016, he gets raided. They take all of his stuff, all the computers, all the product, all the cash, because they had a lot of cash on hand, because they're not allowed to put that shit in the bank, because banks don't want to touch it. because of the fucking, because of federal rules and regulations and all that shit. So he gets raided. Then not only do they confiscate all of that, they take his bank account, they take his wife's bank account, and they confiscate the bank accounts of his two teenage daughters, one of whom is like working to save up for college, and they took their money. 100 grand, just took it. 15 months go by, no charges. No charges. He's not been charged with anything. They keep the money. Numerous, the Institute for Justice got behind him in this case. And that's probably ultimately what led to the victory and led to, you know, the victory. Anyway, the judge recently, last week, said this DA has to give back all the money taken from the bank accounts, because it's ridiculous in the first place. Even if they were charged with a crime, why are they taking his kids' money? But he hasn't been charged with a crime. They're not going to charge him with a crime. There's nothing to charge him with. It was state legal. Perfectly legal. Everybody knew what he was doing. He said cops have been in there before. But they didn't come in with fucking sledgehammers and shit in a helicopter like they did that day. They just walked in and he talked to them. And they, you know, they shot the shit, whatever. So anyway, after 15 months, the DA finally has to give that money back. You know, I guess the rest will continue through the court system. I don't know. It's really fucked up. And it happens all the time. Happens all the fucking time to people. It's like, well, it's legalized robbery. It's been called legalized robbery many, many times. And that's exactly what it is. You're robbing people of their money and not charging them with a crime. It's incredible. Anyway, Lady Bella Kush sent me a preview of the Star Wars video. I just retweeted on the Twitter. Star Wars, the new ho. So go check it out on Twitter. At any slumber party. Of course, my Twitter. You know what my Twitter is. Everybody knows what my Twitter is. I'm well known for that. Yes. So, congratulations to James Slack. I interviewed him a couple months ago about his case for an article, and I'm glad to hear that, you know, something is going right. They destroyed his life. They wiped out his business. They wiped out his savings and that of his family, and never charged him with a crime. I don't know. I said a lot. It happens to a lot of people. There was somebody in this area. I don't know. 18 months, 2 years ago, college kid, had a bunch of money on him for, I forget, whatever reason. It doesn't fucking matter what reason. He had like $11,000 on him. That's not a fucking crime. But anyway, he got confiscated at the airport, and he was never charged with anything because having $11,000 is not a crime. Even if it is all cash, it's not a crime. You're allowed to carry as much fucking money on you as you want. This ridiculous notion that we all have that, well, you know, certain behavior is not good and you can be arrested for it, even though you're not bothering anybody else. It's ridiculous. As far as I know, last I heard of the case, he still didn't get his money back. And he may never get his money back. I don't know. It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. But there's no way to legalize robbery. Can't be weird. It's weird by fucking definition. Anyway, that's the end of hour one. That's the end of weed news. We got Lady Bella Kush coming up. Going to talk about the New England slumber party. At any slumber party, she sent me a list of all the models that were in it. We'll talk about all of them. Excuse me, all of them. I'm gonna keep my radio voice. This thing, I talk so much during the show. I talk more during the show than I probably do the rest of the week combined. But I have no choice. It rests on me, the heavy burden, the Stoner Jesus show. Anyway, we're going to go to break. I'll play another old bit coming up. We're going to go to an hour two. If you're listening to this on podcast, you have to go to hour two. If you're listening live, you just keep listening. But we split them up for the podcast and for cannabisradio.com and all the platforms that goes to. So, turn over the tape and go to hour two after these commercials, because our sponsors are awesome. And the sponsors from CannabisRadio.com are awesome as well. They keep things afloat. There you go. It's nice. Nice way to end hour one. High Noon with Stern and Jesus, May 12th, 2017. Hour two coming up, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on sternerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
From dabs to chibas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be.